Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Zach, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate you taking the time. Lots going on. When you hear what's happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin, it might make your face hurt. That monologue I did on Survivor, now that I'm calling it Wokeviver, is now up on Rumble. I just put it out on all the social media sites. Go check that out as well. If you watch Survivor, you already know what happened last night. If you watch Survivor, you already know that it's become Wokeviver, and they're now pandering to only one political side of the aisle. It used to be a show for everybody, and nobody really cared what it was that they thought politically. We just want to know who's going to win, who's going to lose, take guesses as to who's going to get kicked off, and it's not about that anymore. Now you've got to, every single time you can, you've got a virtue signal, and if you don't, you're somehow a racist. On a Thursday. Feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what?
Seems I got to have a change of scene. Every night I have strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way it could have been. Left here on my own, oh, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. Won't someone lock
everybody
the door?
Everybody, let's go.
And took the key.
You're feeling all right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Come on, man, give me some harmony.
Yes, sir.
Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
I know, you're having voice issues. Hearing throat issues.
No, I actually nailed every note there. What's your problem?
You did? Oh, I guess I need my hearing checked then, don't I?
Well, you do, clearly. Yeah. I've been telling you that for years. As you get older, the hearing starts to go, Carrie. It's just what happens.
There's nothing wrong with my hearing. That sounded a little off.
That is Chocolate Voice, annoying one. That's Polo. That is Sam getting it done. I might just sing the next one, because you're being so rude.
Please don't.
All right, I won't.
Thank you.
No, you're supposed to say, yeah, that'd be great. And then I would go against what you said. You have to learn. I'm contrary that way. You need to learn my contrarian.
You're contrary.
My inner contrarian. So this Nina Jankovic person still bothers me. And I'm looking her up. And I guess she's got a book out about disinformation or something, which is so stupid. And again, I mean, I don't know why this is the person. And the left doesn't seem to mind. They just don't seem to mind. They're like, yeah, this is what it is. The book is How to Lose the Information War and How to Be a Woman Online. What? I'm like, is this the same person? No. I mean, I don't understand what exactly it is that goes through the minds of these people. Carrie, do you think they want to lose in like a landslide in November? Is that what's going on here?
Because you can't choose this person. They don't want to lose.
You can't choose this person, leave the border wide open, hurt the economy. Well, what did the GDP at negative 1.4? Is that what it was this quarter?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're ruining the economy, hyperinflation. He wants to send $33 billion more over to Ukraine as our southern border is allowing terrorists in. Terrorists that Mayorkas doesn't know where they are. I talk about that at length with Chip Roy at the bottom of the hour. Chip Roy really lit up Mayorkas today, the DHS secretary. For some reason, this Jankowicz person is going to be the director of this governance board on disinformation and will be under the guise of the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. And the only thing Mayorkas had to say about it today was, it's very important to protect our country from disinformation or some crap like that. When you know what they're doing is going after Musk wanting to make a free speech platform out of Twitter. You know that they're going after school board parents who show up at school boards and want to be heard about their kids' curriculum and what books are in the library. That's why this is being put together. And when you look at her Twitter feed, and she says, oh, for anybody who thinks this is what defines me, she was quoting the actual candidates from that night. No, she wasn't quoting the candidates. She was saying it was Russian disinformation. She was saying the Hunter Biden laptop was basically a Russian collusion act along with the Republicans. It doesn't make any sense to pretend that it's any other thing. But this person should not be in charge of anything. Yet she's going to now make taxpayer dollars to judge what some taxpayers say with their First Amendment, which completely blows my mind. All right, we'll have more on that at the bottom of the hour with Chip Roy. Make sure you stick around for that. There's a story out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that I was like, what? And as I read it, I couldn't believe it, because last I checked, Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty in the first, second, third degree murders of people that were trying to kill him that night and they were attacking him that night. But now we've got to push to memorialize one of the people that he killed. Help me out here.
From Fox News, the Kenosha Parks Commission in Kenosha, Wisconsin, slated to vote Monday night on a request to place a tree and plaque in a city park to commemorate Anthony Huber, one of the two men Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot in 2020. The application, which was filled out April the 5th by someone claiming to be Huber's girlfriend, Hannah Giddings, requested a memorial marker be placed in Huber's memory at a flowering dogwood in Anderson Park, according to public documents attached to the committee's agenda, which were reviewed by Fox News Digital. A Kenosha Director of Public Works, Shelley Billingsley, confirmed to Fox News the application has been submitted to her department and falls under the jurisdiction of the Parks Commission. If approved, the memorial trees and markers are then paid for by the donor. When Fox News contacted the number Giddings listed on the application, she said she did not think it was reasonable to expect her to offer comment without first knowing the angle of Fox's story. According to its agenda, the five-person Parks Commission scheduled to convene Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time. The application will be approved if three aldermen vote in favor of it. Fox News reached out to the five city aldermen on the Kenosha Parks Commission for comment, but none responded in time. At moments after Rittenhouse shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum during the unrest in Kenosha on August 25th, 2020, Huber is seen on video chasing Rittenhouse and swinging a skateboard at him. Rittenhouse then fatally shot Huber once in the chest. A Kenosha native, Huber was an avid skateboarder with a quick wit and comedic personality, according to his obituary. Wisconsin court documents show Huber was convicted of domestic abuse and disorderly conduct in 2018. He also served a prison stint in 2012 for choking his brother.
Okay, so the push is now to memorialize a guy who was killed while trying to caused great bodily harm, if not death, to Kyle Rittenhouse. And I don't know if it was his girlfriend that requested this. And if it was, then that makes sense. She loved the guy, I guess, and misses him and wishes he weren't dead. You know, maybe he should have attacked somebody that night. But what makes the commission think they have to take it up to a vote? You know, I can call the San Antonio City Council tomorrow, can I, and say, hey, I really think it's important that you memorialize my great-grandfather because I say he did this. And the council says, well, no, that doesn't make any sense. We're not going to do that. But for some reason, this woke council, I guess, thinks that it's important enough to take it to a vote that we somehow find out if we should have some sort of memorial in the park for a guy that was killed trying to, again, cause bodily harm or kill Kyle Rittenhouse.
And there has been an update because they voted last Monday. They voted 4-1 to table the vote.
Come on. So instead of voting 4-1 to say no, they voted 4-1 to table it, which means they can bring it back up?
Right.
Come on, man. So here's my question to those of you watching and listening. How is it that we live in a society that just can't say, pass the potatoes? And if you listen to my show for a long time, you know what I mean. Sitting around the dinner table, one of my children says, hey, Dad, can a boy be a girl? My answer is, no, pass the potatoes. Not, well, you know, it depends on how they feel. And with their gender assigned at birth, some people call that gender dysphoria, and clinical psychologists disagree about what the treatment should be. Some want to do hormone blockers, which could be chemical castration. I can do that for the next 3 days. Or I can say, no, a boy can't be a girl, and a girl can't be a boy. Pass the potatoes. Which means the discussion's over. Give me some potatoes. Why somebody thinks they have to take it up for a vote, or there has to be a hearing on it, or there has to be further examination, or we have to table it for now. You know, like if somebody says, hey, should the person who is spreading disinformation about Hunter Biden's laptop, should that person be in charge of disinformation in America? No. Pass the potatoes. Hey, Dad, was there an insurrection on January 6th? No. Pass the potatoes. Sometimes things are just, that's the answer. Yes, that's true. No, that's not. But for some reason, we have to go through all of this rigmarole with waiting and who's going to speak and who's going to go and make a fool of themselves and who's going to stand up and take a stand against Survivor kicking people off. And the whole thing's weird, man. Sometimes the answer is no. Pass the potatoes. And there should not be any controversy along with it. Hey, can we put a memorial in the park in Kenosha, Wisconsin, commemorating the life and times of the guy who was convicted of this and accused of domestic that, and we have him on video trying to hit Kyle Rittenhouse in the head with a skateboard. Should we memorialize him? No. Pass the potatoes. Your thoughts about the fact that this is even a thing, that this is even a story, when we come back. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Keep it right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Excuse me? No one wants to hear you sing that.
What?
No one.
I was going to throw that right out there. What are you talking about? Wasn't me. It was Michael McDonald. Was in the studio.
You know we're friends. We're not. I'm not a pain in your butt.
Oh, you're definitely a pain in my butt. Friends or not.
McDonald.
What are you talking about? I was friends with him. He was in the studio. He cut that for me earlier. I can't believe you didn't just let me play it. I
mean, again, you were no Michael McDonald.
What's up with that red shirt?
Leave my shirt alone. It's fine.
Keep again. What was that noise? Did you burp? Keep again. No?
No.
Well, it rhymes with shirt, kind of burp.
It doesn't. No.
Yes, it does.
It really
does. It totally
does.
Shirt, I made that work. Burp. I made that work. I made that work. Thank you, Michael.
No problem.
He's walking out of the studio.
Okay.
Leave right now. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots to get to. We've got Chip Roy coming up in about 11 minutes, and Congressman is going to talk about how frustrating it was to sit there and deal with Mayorkas today, the DHS secretary, as he gave no answers at all. Either he's incompetent or he's lying, and Chip Roy tells me which one it is. Make sure you stick around for that. I definitely want to know what you think about the idea of memorializing somebody who tried to kill a guy and ended up losing his life because of it. Let's put up a memorial. And can't we in this day and age just say pass the potatoes? Carrie, have you started utilizing my pass the potatoes at home?
I have not.
You've never utilized that?
I don't think so. No.
Your sons have never asked you a question that you just wanted to know. The answer is no or the answer is yes. Pass the potatoes.
I will say yes or no, sure. But I don't think I've ended it with pass the potatoes.
Why not? Why can't you be cool? Why aren't you the cool mom?
I am cool. I'm very cool. That's why I don't say pass the potatoes.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Jake,
no,
what's up?
No, my kids are not calling
you. Says mom is not cool at all.
I don't believe you.
He said, Joe Pags, it would be so cool if my mom would say pass the potatoes. I'm like, listen, she's not cool. I can't help you.
I doubt that.
You should try to use it sometime. It's effective.
And then I have to explain it. Well, this is what Joe Pags said on the air, and this is why he said it, and, you know, it's a whole thing.
You've been working with me for 15 freaking years. They've heard me say it.
Like 50, but I'm sure they
have.
Wow.
You look like it.
Sure.
You know what?
Whoa.
No, see, don't go there. Listen, if you want to do this, we can do it. You really want to do this?
No, fine. Just leave my shirt alone. Leave me alone.
Okay. Your shirt looks great. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Were you angry one day? You started slicing your arms? What happened?
Stop.
Give me those scissors, son.
No,
it works. I think I should cut some of my polos that way and see what it looks like. Mm. The problem is, I was, you know, the musculature would just pop right out of it.
I knew you were
going to
go right there.
What are you going to do? I can't do that.
Look at how ripped I am. I'm in a smedium. You know, my muscles can't handle it.
Is that how you imitate me? I'm imitating you.
That is it, yes. Look at my muscles.
Wow.
I play the saxophone.
Just stop. Why did I bring up the saxophone?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
That's my Joe Pags.
All right. All right. Here we go. Phone calls coming in 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Pass the potatoes. You can be cooler than Carrie and actually use that. Mm. I give you that to use at your dinner table. What's that?
Well, you said you could be cooler than Carrie. I said that's impossible. Isn't it?
Right. Everybody already knows that they are. So, I mean, don't even have to try.
I thought you said you were going to stop.
You keep interjecting. I don't know.
All right. Sorry.
The saxophone. When did I mention the saxophone?
You mentioned it a lot. Now, maybe not this week, but you mentioned it quite a bit.
Probably not this year. Can't believe you mentioned it.
Oh, I think you have.
By the way, I did play some fusion over there on the YouTubes. Look
there
me up.
There we go.
I did play. What?
Okay. That's it. That's it. Yeah.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. As we age, Carrie, listen up. The fatigue and failing endurance we feel cannot be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day, Superbeats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that give you the energy you need. They're good for you, too. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, candy for a quick pick-me-up. Because you know you're probably going to crash right after that. Add two delicious plant-based Superbeats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Superbeats Heart Chews, unique clinically researched grapeseed extract, promote heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. Listen, I've had these. They taste delicious. Non-GMO beets combined with grapeseed extract. Who knew that it would taste this good? I want you to go and try these out as well because you listen to my program. You can get a great deal right now. Up to 45% off plus free shipping at joelovesbeets.com. Joelovesbeets.com. It's their best offer available anywhere. That's joelovesbeets.com. That's the website. joelovesbeets.com. Up to 45% off. At joelovesbeats.com. You're going to be glad you did. You're going to really like these. Carrie, I'm going to get you some of those.
I would like some of those, but not because I'm aging or anything. I didn't say that.
Why would you say that? I didn't say that.
Because, yeah, you kind of mentioned it right in the beginning.
All I said was, listen up, Carrie. I didn't say aging. I didn't say you're aging.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the assumption,
though. The real edge to your attitude today. I'm not sure what it is.
I know what it is.
Or said, Carrie, because you're aging, here are the Super Beats Arches. But
I know what you meant.
You don't know me. You don't know anything.
I do know you.
You know.
50 years.
Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Going to be Rich in Florida. Rich, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Joe?
I'm living the dream. Are you eating something right now? What are you eating?
Not eating a thing, actually.
Sound like you're eating something. I don't know. I'm hungry. Maybe I'm just hungry. What's on your mind?
Maybe some beats, buddy.
Talk to me.
Hey, Joe. I just started listening to you thanks to Bill Mick. And
Bill's a good man.
Pretty good guy. Pretty good guy. You got some good aspects on life.
I'm with you. I agree with you.
And I'm going to start using your pasta potatoes because I have an 8-year-old granddaughter that asks me 1,000 questions a day, and no pasta potatoes is a great answer.
That's what I do, Rich. Hey, Rich, I'm here to help. I'm here to help you and your relationship with your grandkids. Let me go to Scott in Minnesota. Scott, what's going on? Hi.
Ridiculous.
What?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
About this case in Kenosha, I think that there's probably been a lot more people who have been killed under more honorable circumstances than this young man.
Yep.
And that the city council should just very politely tell his girlfriend that she should maybe just put a statue up in her own backyard.
Well, I mean, that's what should be said, but they tabled it, Scott, because, God knows we've got to circle back to this where maybe we have, you know, a more positive reaction to putting up a statue to a guy or a memorial on the tree to a guy, a plaque to the guy who tried to kill a man in the street. Let me go to Heather in Texas. Heather, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say we don't need to put a plaque up for him. If you've been a criminal, been in jail, whatever, sorry that he passed away. And we need to quit putting people's plaques up that have done crime like they did for that black guy that was choked and all that. He did a bunch of criminal things, and then they put a plaque up. We need to put American people, our soldiers' plaques back up, all the statues they took down for America that were good people, and they took them down. Now they want to put criminals up to tell our kids, go ahead and do crime, and you'll get a plaque up. Don't fight the war. You won't get a plaque up. They need to wake up.
Heather, I'm with you. They need to pass the potatoes what they need to do. Carrie, what is the issue? I was agreeing with the guy that he, you know, the show's very good.
Well, what I do about, you know, coming together with his grandkids or something, and you were doing that?
Yeah, no,
him?
I'm here to help.
What?
I'm here to help the relationship.
Okay. Dr. Pags.
Call me. What? It's his problem. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help relationships.
That's a big problem.
It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Chip Roy, when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Yeah.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always glad to have this guy back. He is my congressman, District 21 Republican, the great state of Texas. It's Chip Roy. Chip, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey, Joe, I'm not in Texas, but I'm as good as you can be for not being in Texas.
Yeah, and I know that you're always in a hurry to get back home, and we hope to see you soon when you do. Let me throw this out there. The internet today is on fire because of what you did. There are people calling you like the king as they retweet a lot of what you said to Secretary Mayorkas today. And what you said to him and what you showed him and the proof that you applied and really did present to the American people was second to none. This needs to happen every day to a guy like this who is either lying about not knowing what it is that you know, or he is hiding it. Or he's incompetent. And Chip, I'm not sure what it is, but let's start from the start. Today, you presented him with pictures of mobile morgues, of dead bodies on people's ranches, of dead livestock on people's ranches, of floods of people coming across, of little girls branded on their arms with gang brands, people who are being sex trafficked. You told about the number of people killed by fentanyl every year that's coming across the border, and you got no satisfaction from this guy. Just tell me what's going through your head as he's sitting there giving you nothing.
Well, we knew how Secretary Mayorkas would approach the hearing. We watched yesterday when he basically gave no straightforward answers to colleagues on the Homeland Security Committee. So we knew how he would approach it. And he approaches it the same way every time. And frankly, it's despicable. You know, it's not incompetence. You threw that as a third option. It's not incompetence. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He's a talented former prosecutor, former director of USCIS, former deputy director of Homeland Security, and now the secretary. So he knows what he's doing. And here's what he's doing, Joe. And this is really important. We have a fundamental duty to secure the border of the United States under multiple statutes in the code. Okay? The Secure Fence Act's one, and I read that to him. There are others where he has a duty to do that. Securing the border, right? It's a sovereign nation's duty. You can't come into the United States if you don't have papers. We are compassionate human beings, Christians, people who believe in helping others. And we put a provision in the law that enables us to have exceptions to a degree, a limited exception for asylum claims. If somebody's truly being persecuted, to be able to get safety. We believe that as human beings, love yes. our fellow man. But what he's doing purposefully, that's what makes it so sick and insidious, is taking that exception, turning it on its head and allowing it to be the exception that swallows the rule. He's doing it purposefully. So that's what we were trying to highlight, but it's hard to do. So that's why I read all the statutes I read. Those asylum laws have very specific requirements about persecution. There are specific requirements about detention, and they don't do that. They know they're releasing people. That's why he'll never answer those questions. He hides. And one last point on that. You notice I pointed out that it took 8 months for them to answer one simple question. How many people on the terrorist watch list have you allowed to be in the country or have you apprehended? And they finally gave me an answer last week, 42. That's where that number you've seen going around the internet came from, was right. that letter. So I pointed that out to him. He wouldn't answer Jim Jordan's questions about where are these individuals? What's the actual result of that? So look, we landed some punches. We made clear about what's happening in Texas. You're a Texan. You know how it's impacting us, yeah. our friends. And by the way, the migrants who are trying to come here, who are getting raped, abused, stash houses, they're dying, and they're trying to say they're the compassionate ones. This is what compassionate liberalism looks like.
It's Chip Roy, District 21 Republican, great state of Texas. You know, what's interesting in what you just said, and I was going to bolster what you said by adding to it that they're not compassionate at all. But for some reason, they're able to deflect what it is they're doing on people like you and me. We don't care about the children. We don't care about the women. We don't care about the families. We don't care about their persecution from where they're from. These people are being used by drug cartels that are making millions of dollars a day. They're raping little boys and girls. They're raping all the women. They're separating families. They're costing $3,000 to $5,000 per head just for somebody to come here and possibly die once they cross the border. There is no compassion that won't dissuade them from doing that. The drug cartels are basically working hand in hand with the Mexican government, those who are corrupt, and with parts of our government that just won't shut it down. What is it going to take to make them abide by the laws that have been on the books since 1986? They keep on saying comprehensive immigration reform. What exactly is broken about the immigration laws that are in place, Chip, if they follow them?
Well, I would actually tighten the laws to make it very clear exactly how we handle things like asylum and exactly what you have to do at detention when you
I don't mean to be this guy, but I got to jump in. You know that I grew up in South Florida. We know what asylum laws are. I was there for the Mariel boat lift. I was there when Cuba emptied its prisons and sent them to Miami. I saw the Chrome Detention Center. That's the way you do asylum. You stay detained until we figure out who the hell you are and whether you do have a right to asylum. Why can't we just do that? It's been on the books forever.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll tell you why they get away with obfuscating the truth. And it's because of court decisions that muddy the waters. It's because of policies and, frankly, appropriators who have spent money that create gray areas that they exploit to then allow asylum to be the exception that swallows the rules. Right. So what would Chip Roy do? I would pass a simple law that says, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the speaker shall detain, which is, of course, the existing language is shall detain. The speaker shall detain, notwithstanding any other provision of law, as long as he or she cannot certify that individuals will be detained for the entirety of the time until the adjudication of an asylum claim, and then they're either removed or allowed to be here under the law.
So why isn't it happening?
Well, we could clarify that. I don't think you need to, right? And the Trump administration showed that with the use of migrant protection protocols, some of the existing tools like Title 42, but also just clamping down on the abuse of the asylum laws and how you put your personnel out there processing it, you can lower the flow. But I think we can make some tweaks to improve the law. But that's not what Democrats mean. When Democrats say they want comprehensive immigration reform, Democrats want amnesty. They want to loosen the rules and restrictions. They want to increase asylum claims to be anything under the sun, including just wanting to get a job. And so they want to have a massive expansion, and they want people to be able to come across because they don't believe in borders and sovereignty. They believe in one world government, and people can come and go as they please. And that's the difference.
It's U.S. Representative Chip Roy, District 21, Republican, great state of Texas, was questioning Mayorkas today, the DHS secretary. Chip, we know the numbers for those seeking asylum and those getting asylum is about 10 or 15%. Is between 80 and 90% do not get asylum. They get turned away. But if we're shipping them off to White Plains, New York, and Portland, Oregon, and middle of Michigan somewhere, why would they come back for an asylum hearing? Why would they come back to be adjudicated at all? And then we hear, well, these smartphones that they're being handed, that's a way to track them. No, it's not. You can throw a smartphone away. Then you have no idea who that person was and where they are now. Is there any real expectation in your mind, the way they're doing it today, that these people will even be adjudicated?
For the most part, no, I don't see that. And one of the questions I started to get at, but I didn't have enough time, was these parole provisions, these notice to appears, notice to reports. If you go look at the data, you'll see, for example, I think it was parole. I might have my numbers wrong. One of them had 148,000 where we had the data points for last year, and 48,000 have never showed back up to ICE. And we have even more reason to believe that there's a whole bunch who never show up at all. That was data they gave us, that at least a third of those numbers weren't showing up by their own report, which they don't even want to do. So we keep pushing this hard and pushing on them to try to get us, the actual truth. But, man, they take 6 months, 8 months, 9 months to give us answers. And you saw Mayorkas today. So to your question, Joe, that's the right question. You just posited that 80 to 90% of the people trying to claim asylum can't actually claim asylum, right? They would not be adjudicated, have credible fear of being persecuted. I don't know the exact number. You can't get an exact number out of these clowns. We believe it is something in the range you just said. It is certainly the vast majority. And let me give you one anecdotal piece.
Yeah.
When I go to the border, which I do often, I was at Eagle Pass this last Monday. I was at Del Rio in February. I was at Laredo last September. I was in McAllen last spring. When I talk to migrants, and I do, in my broken Spanish or with an interpreter, I sit there and talk. I've asked dozens, if not hundreds, of individuals, why are you coming? They're human beings, Joe. God bless them. I don't blame them. Most of them, the bad guys I do. And every one of them said, new job. I'd like to have a job. I'd like opportunity for my family. Well, Joe, I God bless them. But that's not asylum. That's not persecution.
Right.
And you can't allow the entire world to come to our border. It's not good for them or us. It's not good for Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. Talk to their leadership. It's bad for them.
Well, what's interesting is they are, as you alluded to earlier, trying to redefine what asylum means. Asylum has a definitive definition, both governmentally and also just that in the language. And it doesn't have anything to do with wanting a better job or wanting a grocery store with more packed shelves or a better school. You do the way that my grandfather did, and you immigrate here legally, and you can have those things, and we love you. We take in $1 million a year legally. Why would we have to take you in illegally just because you feel like it, or a drug cartel said that they can get you in this way? Now, I'm with you. I think these human beings and these families are being lied to, the ones who aren't bad people, and there are a lot of bad people coming in. The fact that we don't know where these 42 terrorists are is pretty bad. That's pretty disgusting. And the guy sat there today as if you were somehow browbeating him. So what do we do, Chip? If Congress gets turned over after November, can you still do anything? You still have the same administration. You got the same guy running the DHS. I mean, will anything change, even if you were to take the Senate and the House?
Well, that depends on leadership, and that would be a longer conversation for another call, but I think here's what I believe we have to demand as people, okay, and I'm a citizen too. We have to demand that our leaders, me and others, that we will secure the border of the United States, period. We need to define that, and we need to not accept anything else. I don't want to talk about future flow. I don't want to talk about status. I want to talk about one thing, full operational control of the border. Cartels not having control of it, we do. We know exactly who comes in and out of the country. We stop the flow of anybody between the ports of entry. Those who come between the ports of entry, we're able to properly look at the vehicles and know who's coming in, and we have control of our border, including, by the way, visa overstays.
Yeah.
Entire control. We need to demand that, nothing less than that. And that is your step to getting to where we need to go as a country. That's my opinion.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that you and MTG and others went down to the border this early, I guess Monday, and
yes,
really did show us what was going on. As you were there, 50 people passed by you just in that one moment, yep, coming across illegally. There is the one lie that the left is pushing today, Chip, and I want your comment on this. They're saying that Biden and the administration are doing all they can to reinstate sped up asylum claims and adjudication, but the right is stopping them from doing it. Is that really happening, where they want to actually give speedy adjudication to people coming across and speedy asylum hearings, and people like you are saying no? There's no way.
No, well, and let's also remember that what they really mean by that, I mean, and let me posit, I mean, yeah, if you get the right procedures in place, will we expedite the removal of certain individuals? Sure.
Yeah.
But what do they really want to do is they want to get enough people in place to process more people, which means more people will come, because they want to adjudicate those claims quickly and then be able to move more people into the United States.
It becomes a bigger magnet then.
Right. And when I asked Mayorkas, I said, look, last week when I was talking to Border Patrol agents, I said 1 million people were released into the United States last year. If I double your resources, triple, quadruple your resources at Border Patrol, will that do anything to reduce that million? And the answer from them was an emphatic no.
But he could. But he wouldn't answer.
Right. Mayorkas wouldn't answer the question today about it.
Why? It's actually, Chip, it's literally his job to just give you a simple answer. Yes, you give us more funding, we can do this with it. More funding won't help us, you know, Representative Roy. Why wouldn't he give you an answer? What's the game?
Because he knows the answer. And the answer is they're using asylum to flood the zone with people. So in other words, you could put a Border Patrol agent locked arm to arm all the way from McAllen to El Paso, literally.
Yeah.
And if the policy of the administration is when you step foot on American soil and you come across the river and you say the word asylum, that you get immediately put into a proceeding, which means you get released into the United States and then adjudicated over time, then more people come because they're like, look, I'm going to get away with this. They're going to give me my asylum claim. A few will get kicked out,
yeah,
but most of us will be able to get through and overwhelm the system. He knows that, and he doesn't care.
District 21 Republican in the great state of Texas, it's Chip Roy. Chip, I've got to ask you about Mayorkas now running this disinformation governance board, which sounds an awful like the Ministry of Information. And the person that they've selected, I guess, to start this board is a far left-wing lefty who attacks people like you and me on social media. A, how is this any different than what Mussolini did or Stalin did or Hitler did when it came to controlling information? And B, is it only happening because Elon Musk promised that he wants some free speech on Twitter?
Well, this is something that has been in the crosshairs for all Democrats to be able to accomplish, is having these kinds of disinformation boards or domestic terrorism units. Let's remember, we were supposed to be voting tomorrow on a bill to create a domestic terrorism unit at the FBI. We fought it in the Judiciary Committee a few weeks ago. We highlighted how absurd it was when they're going after parents who dared to question their school boards and putting them on watch lists and putting codes at the FBI. But guess what? They ran into a bit of problem this week, and they didn't have the votes to organize to get it through for a rule.
Good.
Well, now you see this stuff, the disinformation, because Mayorkas can just kind of set that up, I think, and doesn't need legislation. I'm not sure about that. I need to look into it. But they want to go down that road because they want to collect information on the American people. That's what they want to do. Their view of disinformation is what you and I are saying right now about the border.
Right.
They want to say that's disinformation. If you and I start to question the efficacy of vaccines, if we say, well, maybe there's some myocardial issues, maybe there's some danger, they say disinformation, right? And they're, because they're the overlords, and Dr. Fauci and King Fauci and all of our overlords in Washington, they're the ones who get to decide what's good for us. Like Fauci saying, oh, a judge can't tell you whether you have a constitutional right not to have a mask shoved on your face. Only I, Lord Fauci, can tell you what's in your health interest. And that's what they want. And that's what this disinformation thing's about. And the gal they selected, I can't even remember. Jim hit it hard in the hearing today.
Yeah.
But she's wrapped into all of the garbage with the Hunter Biden stuff. I can't remember what she did.
And the thing is, Chip, what's the oversight? What's the check and balance if they just decide to make some bureau, some board? Yeah, and what ability would they then have as part of the DHS to arrest and prosecute and charge? Look, if you guys can't give oversight, if you guys can't say, hey, hold on a second, we're crying foul because this isn't okay, you're literally going after the First Amendment with this stupid board, they can just get away with it? They can just do it?
Well, this is why I keep coming back to you, trying to convince my colleagues that we have one tool as United States congressmen and senators, and that is the power of the purse. Yeah, we have oversight. Yeah, we can pass laws to try to box them in. I mean, those are all tools. But the main tool we have is to stop funding tyranny.
Right.
Stop giving them the damn money, borrowing the money, racking up debt, taxing people, giving money to go. Why do we fund the FBI to go after parents?
Right.
Why would we fund this disinformation campaign? But if I dare say that, my Republican colleagues will say, well, we can't have a shutdown fight on September 30th before the November election. We might lose four seats and I might not have a committee chairmanship. Screw you. I want to fight for America.
Yeah.
And you fight for America by saying, I'm not funding tyranny. That's my two cents.
Chip, I appreciate what you did today with Mayorkas. I appreciate what you do for Texas and for the entire country every day by holding the Constitution up on high. And you made some time for us today on short notice. Thank you very much. District 21 Republican, Chip Roy, great state of Texas. Chip, let's talk soon.
Yes, sir. God bless, Joe. Take care.
Brother. All right, brother. Back at you. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. I was glad to have Chip Roy on today. Popped on the tube, and I saw Chip really letting Mayorkas have it. And good. Mayorkas deserves it. And Chip's right. The DHS secretary is not a dumb guy. And he's probably not incompetent. He's just lying. He knows these numbers. There are 42 terrorists that we know of that are just missing in America. You've got a million people that came across illegally, even more than that. And we don't know where many of them are. And they have no answers. How many are coming through? Do you have operational control of the border? Yes, we do. No, you don't. Not even close. And Americans are dying. People are suffering. It should stop. 888-941-PAGS. Stop by the website, joepags.com. We're coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.